Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All the good, positive news that will leave you feeling inspired. Gail Rosenblum writes the Inspired column every week. You can see it on Saturday in the Star Tribune. And she joins us here on Thursdays, usually Thursdays, you know, depending on her vacation schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or mine.
I need one.
on Thursdays at 4:10. Gail, happy to have you in the studio.
Yeah, I'm always happy to come over and talk.
Thank you. No, it's wonderful to have you here. Today you have the story of a Special Olympics coach who opened a fitness center.
Yeah, I just can't say enough about this young man, Andrew Cameron. He has a cousin who has Down syndrome, so he grew up understanding sort of this world, and became very involved with the Special Olympics because of his family member, and became a coach. Mm-hmm. He's been a coach, Special Olympics coach, for about 15 years.
What does he coach?
So he does many different sports, and actually, I think he coached. I can't even remember, but two different sports,
okay.
Two different years.
Yeah.
But very, very involved. Golf. I'm just looking mm-hmm. at my notes here. Golf and another sport. I'm not mm-hmm. sure, but he's been very involved, and says that the relationships that you build through Special Olympics are unique and wonderful and long lasting, and mm-hmm. so. But what he saw over the years, which was interesting to me when we were talking, is he said that the number of weeks that these young athletes work is very short. So the Special Olympics season is very short. So what happens is they get in great shape, and then there's this lull for months and months and months where they're not working out, they're not training.
Because it's different than regular Olympic athletes.
It is exactly.
You're differently able regular athletes.
These are people
that are training their whole life.
Correct.
And they have a
exactly.
regimen. With Special Olympics, it's just...
they tune it up for a short period of time. And
it.
He thought, you know, this is really... So he saw this need... And he thought, what if I created a fitness studio that was a fitness center for people focused on those with special needs, all kinds of special needs? Mm-hmm. It's interesting. And so he is opening it next month mm-hmm. in Mendota Heights. And I went over there and visited with him, and he took me around, and it's about 5,300 square feet. It's a
wow.
nice size. If you walked in, you wouldn't have any idea it was anything different than any other great fitness center that you'd see.
Is he a personal trainer?
He is a personal trainer as well. Mm-hmm. So what he offers, which I think is really special, is that he is going to assess, do a fitness assessment of everyone who walks in the door. And he makes it very clear that he'd like everybody to walk in his door. But what you notice when you walk in is there are large spaces between the equipment to allow for wheelchairs. So you have this really nice, normal-looking place, but there's large spaces around the corner. If you were to walk around the corner, they're creating a space for athletes who are autistic so they can have a space that's safe.
Well, how does that look different than a regular gym?
Yeah.
Or what do they have for athletes that are autistic?
Right. So it's a sort of a room where there's less kind of noise and light and a sort of a safer space to be able to work out. But he noted that of, I think, 40 or 50 pieces of equipment, only a couple are really specifically for people with special needs, so that you really you could walk in there. You and I could walk in there and work out and get a great workout there.
So it looks like a regular gym?
It looks
gym?
Like a regular gym.
Okay.
It's great. And he also, it's very affordable. It's $40 a month for those able-bodied and those who have special needs. It's $20 a month. So it's an incredible deal.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's going to do is spend a lot of time with each person who walks in the door. And I love that he calls them all athletes. Mm-hmm. Everybody, he said, who walks in that door is an athlete. And it's very special. He's going to assess them to understand what their limitations are and what their potential is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to work with everybody to take them to their highest potential and wants everyone to feel special in there and just really creating this wonderful space. He thinks it's the only place like it in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He can't, and also the fact that he's a personal trainer with Special Olympics knowledge is really a gift, I think, to these families.
And it's not Or you tell me, is it a place to train for the Special Olympics?
You absolutely could. I mean,
but
you
it's
could.
Also a place for people with special needs to just stay in shape
exactly.
every day.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point because he said everyone's goals will be different when they walk in the door. So for some, it will be, I want to be the best athlete I can be in the Special Olympics. I want a medal. Others, it's just their parents go with them because you can train as young as 8 or 9 years old. Parents will bring them in just to be fit, just to feel their physicality, their potential, to just get fit, stay fit, try to exercise, do these things that are everybody takes for granted. It's an opportunity for them to explore their physicality and their strength, and everybody's sort of on a level playing field there, which is pretty neat.
Was he noticing that athletes were more confident or different while they were doing this training and then maybe lost some of that after the games were completed?
He says they lose a lot. You know, they lose a lot of strength. They lose. So his goal is to just keep them at that higher level all year round. And I think it'll make for a better athlete year after year in the competitions. But another thing he said, it's called Lions United Fitness. And lion is very significant because it signifies bravery. And he talks about how Special Olympics is all about bravery. It's getting into the game, taking those chances, and even if you don't win, you're still the bravest out there. And I just thought that was such great advice for all of us and all of our kids to give them that message that you're brave, you're out there, you're trying. And so Lions is very significant in terms of that. But I think for some of them, they're going to excel. He says some of those athletes are better than, you know, anybody else out there.
Oh, sure.
Sure. And so he says that some of them are, he's got, I think, one young woman with cerebral palsy who's training to do weightlifting. I mean, he says you just can't believe what you'll see.
Wow.
It's just very inspiring. It really
is. You know,
is.
As, I don't know what you call, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but regularly able-bodied people. Able-bodied people. I know I always feel better when I go to the gym regularly. I sleep better. I can think better.
Sure.
I wonder if constantly exercising, a few times a week, we would hopefully go. I wonder if that has an impact on whatever disability they have or it improves their sleep. Or, I mean, a girl with cerebral palsy, if it changes the way her muscles are firing or functioning. And, I mean, what incredible long-term effects that would have.
Yeah, and
for
I
her.
Just think, you know, your mental health is so tied into your physical health. And if you can just see yourself doing these things that you never imagined. And
being confident about it.
Being confident. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me that you know, the fact that this is a new and unique opportunity. You think, gosh, why is it, you know, it took him to figure it out and figure out that there was this need. So I'm excited for him. I think it's going to go gangbusters. So it's Mendota Heights, and I'm just going to look here. Soft opening March 25th, and then the grand opening isn't until May. But on the site, you can go to – it's lionsunitedfitness.com. But if you read the story, you can also get a link to the – they have a great website. And
awesome.
Lots of good information on it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun
I wish him the best. I really
and
do.
And I love stories like that where he saw a need.
He saw a need.
And he made it happen.
It was very personal for him.
Yes.
And he's in great shape.
I'm
sure. You see him, he's like, man, he's going to work him out. Let me
see. But it seems like now, isn't that just perfectly when your passion aligns with your physical purpose? You know, he's a personal trainer, and yet his passion is helping these kids with special needs, and he's now created the two. It's somebody living the dream job,
right? And a shout out to his wife, who's a nurse. So I think they're just really a great
couple.
We're
meant for this
to
happen.
Yeah, they really are.
It is blessed.
Yeah,
I know we only have a minute or two, but let's talk about what else is going to be in the column.
Of course.
Some Minneapolis middle schoolers are planning for the future.
So it's very cute. So these young students from Page Middle School in Minneapolis, second year that they have won the regional title for Minnesota. They went to Washington, and it's called Future City Competition. And basically what they're doing is imagining a world 100 years from now and what the grid is going to what we're going to need to keep these cities healthy.
Will we have flying cars?
You know, it's funny because you mentioned that. It's in the story, actually.
The Jetsons promised me a flying car.
A long time ago, though, I think.
A long time ago.
I know. We're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for that. But we have drones, so maybe there's, you know, some something there. But these kids did great. They went to, they're so bright, and they, you know, the
Well, what did they envision? Do you have some
of those? So they took Maui, Hawaii as their setting, because they said lots of natural disasters could occur there. And they dubbed their project the Lost Phoenix, and they created a grid. And they, for example, they equipped roofs in the city with solar panels. And, you know, they have this, one of the photos we have of them is it looks like kind of a Lego world. I'm not sure what they built it out of, but this is huge grid, and they're going to figure out if this disaster happens, how we're going to keep the electricity going, and et cetera. And, you know, they're eighth graders and seventh graders. I mean, they're just so bright.
I'm glad to know that Hawaii wasn't underwater due to global warming.
Yes, that's right.
Do they have to account for that?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's a piece of that as well. They have to imagine what could be, and, you know, they're just about, boy, the way people live these days, they could actually be alive, you know. It would be wonderful if they could see their vision 100 years from now.
Yeah,
it's
they're
not
only
impossible.
12 years old.
Yeah, it's
so
really
you never
not
know.
Impossible.
Amazing. And then very briefly, an elderly woman.
Yeah,
who,
98.
You tell the story.
98 years old. She's been ministering to men in prison in Illinois for 75 years, still at it. And there's some incredible photos of her, too. It's just, and she talks about why she does it in prison justice, and she's never going to stop until she has to. And she's beautiful woman.
That is a calling.
Yeah, that's her calling. And she says it's
job.
Her calling. It's
that's
her,
a hard
it's
job.
It's her calling.
Yeah, ministering.
She's really
to
made
inmates.
A difference.
And the stories and the wisdom that she must have accumulated talking to
people
who are troubled. 75
years watching these men.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She's something else.
All of that and much more, of course, the Special Olympics gym. The middle schoolers in Minneapolis envisioning a world 100 years from now, and a 98-year-old woman ministering to inmates in Illinois. Gail Rosenblum, you're the best.
Thank you so much for
having
me on.
I feel
good.
Up.
Thank you. And
positive.
The weather's better. It's all the world.
Gail kind of made fun because I got out of Dodge last time.
I don't blame
her. She
was
on the show.
I really I would have come with you if you'd asked.
I was like, I got
Wait, where'd she go?
You're fine. Gail Rosenblum, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You can read
See
her
you next
in,
week.
In the Star Tribune
Thank
every
you.
Saturday in the Inspired column.
Thank you so much.
Well,
Take
my
care.
Pleasure. Really fun.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.